This is the news in brief from the United Nations. People in four food insecurity hotspots inside Burkina Faso, northeastern Nigeria, South Sudan and Yemen need help urgently to avoid sliding into famine, UN humanitarians said on Friday. In a joint alert with the Food and Agriculture Organization FAO, the World Food Programme WFP also warned that 16 other countries also face a major food emergency or series of emergencies in the next 3 to 6 months. The drivers of these crises include conflict and a lack of humanitarian access to communities in need, climate extremes and the economic fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic, the agencies said in a new report. Among the at-risk nations, the Democratic Republic of the Congo has 22 million who are acutely food insecure, the highest number ever registered for a single country. The people of South Sudan have also been driven to acute hunger levels after years of conflict and recurring floods. Here's World Food Programme spokesperson Thompson Phiri.
We had unprecedented floods this year. I mean, flood waters were submerging whole towns. People are struggling. The harvest that was just about to come in South Sudan.
Both WFP and FAO noted that while in many countries COVID-19 related restrictions have been progressively lifted, allowing economic activity to resume, food insecurity has worsened in 27 others, with up to 104.6 million people in need. Ahead of elections in Myanmar on the 8th of November, UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres said that he hoped they would help to advance inclusive sustainable development across the country. In a statement issued by his spokesperson, Mr. Guterres also expressed his hope that they might lead to refugee returns in safety and dignity. In August 2017, hundreds of thousands of Rohingya fled a massive military campaign in Myanmar's northern Rakhine state, seeking sanctuary in neighbouring Bangladesh. Mr. Guterres also noted with concern that armed conflict was ongoing in many areas of Myanmar, with intensifying clashes in Rakhine and Chin states continuing to take a heavy toll on vulnerable civilians. Unimpeded humanitarian access for the UN and its partners remained crucial, Mr. Guterres said, before renewing his appeal for a national ceasefire. This would allow everyone to focus on combating the COVID-19 pandemic, the UN chief said. Finally, to the killing of 6 humanitarian workers in a week, a tragic reminder of the dangers aid teams face all over the world. According to the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, the victims died in targeted attacks in Somalia, South Sudan, and northwest Syria. Condemning the attacks, the UN Emergency Relief Chief, Mark Lowcock, demanded justice for the victims. He said that attacks directed against humanitarians were an obscene act against people working in extraordinarily difficult circumstances to help vulnerable people, and that governments must investigate these killings and prosecute suspects where appropriate. The 2 relief workers killed in South Sudan were working to provide nutrition support to communities affected by floods and violence. In Somalia, the 2 humanitarian workers were engaged in polio response, bringing critical health services to vulnerable children. The humanitarians killed in northwest Syria were attacked as they were on their way to a child-friendly space run by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF. Daniel Johnson, UN News.